Good evening and welcome. You have just tuned into Delia's Dark Side. It is the witching hour and I am your host, Delia. So for about an hour or so, you're going to be listening to a bunch of crazy ass stories from the dark side. Yes, I am new here on Skid Row Studio. This is my very first show. So, you know, kind of, just kind of chill out if, you know, I'm sounding a little stupid like right now. I got a little bit of nerves going on, but that's okay. This is not my first show ever, but it's my first show here. So, you know, just trying to get my chops and everything. So I just want to, you know, introduce myself and tell you a little bit about me. Of course, I'm Delia. And actually, I've been doing internet radio now for about 8 years, and it's been a blast. For the past 5 years, I've been just doing my little podcast show from my website. It's deliasdarksideradio.com, and you can go over there and listen to archive shows and all that stuff. Basically, what the show is about, you know, it's about stories of taboo, but it's on I put like a lot of funny comments on it, so it's just not like that just plain dark show, you know, and it's not really serious at all. I'm goofy as hell. I don't know how goofy I'm going to be today because, you know, like I said, I'm a little nervous, but yeah, it's going to be a pretty crazy show. So, I've done before I used to do like little, you know, bits and stuff like that with Man Cow. When Man Cow was out, I was like pretty much a regular on his show. I would call in and do different, you know, skits and stuff like that. I did everything from like a girl who was abused by her father, but it was funny stuff, and it was really funny because, you know, when the callers call in, they took it really seriously, but it was just, you know, it was all jokes and everything. And I played like a nurse, like a really psychotic nurse. I played a woman who had a miscarriage and just, you know, crazy shit like that. So that got me interested in wanting to do internet radio. And what got me into like the dark shit, the necrophilia, which the show will be about today. I used to be a phone sex operator and I had a lot of fun doing that. Like, you know, they have two different lines. They have a 1-900 line where you can't really curse. You have to like, you know, if you can't say pussy, you know, you have to say like vagina and stuff like that. And then there was a 800 number where you can just like let everything go. And they would talk about all kinds of shit like fetishes and all kinds of stuff. And my favorite topic to talk about on the 800s is when the people would call in and talk about like necrophilia and shit. That just really got me like my mind going. I'm like, what the fuck? Who is fucking crazy enough to want to fuck something cold? I don't get it. And it was just like, it just boggled my mind. You know, so I, you know, looked into it or whatever. And actually, my father used to be a mortician. And he told me a story about, you know, this guy who would who worked in the morgue and he would fuck dead people. So, you know, it just like it was really interesting. I'm serious. Like these people like to fuck dead people. And then I, I would do research and stuff like that. And I went on the internet and found like all these crazy ass stories. But the real craziness was like, I can kind of understand the men. I don't understand why, because it's like the pussy doesn't get wet when you're dead. It's all cold and shit. But I guess like motherfuckers like, you know, fucking a cold one. I don't know. They're in the mood for a cold one, not a beer, some cold ass pussy. Yeah, and so, like, I remember I ran across a story about a woman. Now, this is a crazy thing. Why would a woman want to fuck something dead? Because the man can't get it up. Well, I figured out how they did it. They put, like stents or something, some kind of, like, stick or something inside the penis to make it stand up. And, and they would fuck these things, fuck the, you know, dead person. So, you know, it just like, I just loved, you know, hearing these stories and, you know, being that phone sex operator, like, oh yeah, baby, that sounds hot, you know, and hearing about these, you know, crazy motherfuckers, like anal fucking dead pussy. I, you know, it's amazing. I love it. It's funny as fuck, you know. I've been to a lot of funerals, and in my day when I was a kid, my father used to take me to the mortuary, and you know, I used to see all these dead bodies and stuff laying around. I remember, I'll tell you a story about one time. I was about, what, 3 or 4, and my dad took me to the mortuary because, you know, he had to watch me or whatever. And I remember the mortuary was downstairs, but her house was upstairs. So they had to put me to bed or whatever. I had to take a nap or whatever. So I remember this woman's house, and she had, and I was already kind of spooked out with all these dead ass people laying around and shit. So they put me in this upstairs in her room, and it was dark. And I remember just seeing like all these weird paintings, like, you know, velvet paintings. You remember those from like the 70s and shit? And like all these like velvet paintings were like all around her house, and they were sitting there staring at me and shit with these big ass googly eyes following me around the room. And I'm sitting there on the bed, and I had to pee like a motherfucker. And I was scared to go to the bathroom because I was scared like one of these fucking Afrocentric motherfuckers was gonna jump out of the painting and grab my ass. So I just sat there, and I remember I pissed all over her bed, and she was pissed off. So that's just my little story. And also, this wasn't me. It was actually my brother. My father took him to mortuary. Once, and I remember my brother, you know, he's, you know, very curious and stuff. I guess he went off on his own, went downstairs where they do the morgue part, where they, you know, they lay out all the bodies and stuff. And he opened one of the body bags, and a head fell out. And that was great. I wish that had happened to me. But I remember he told me that the head fell out, and it was like rolling side to side and shit, and he was like screaming and hollering. That was like the best. So yeah, so getting back to the necrophilia stuff. So yeah, I used to, like, you know, I was a very curious kid and always going spying and shit, and always getting myself into shit, especially when, you know, my parents and my brother and everybody was gone when I was by myself. So I remember one time, like, sneaking in my brother's room, and I found some books, some porno books. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know, like, let me look at this, you know, this Playboy magazine or whatever it was. It wasn't a Playboy magazine, but I opened it, and it was a necrophilia porn, like one of those fetish books. And I'm like, what the fuck is my brother fucking, what is he saying? Is he into this shit or what? So I remember just like turning the pages, and these men would like have these women's legs open, and you can see like their eyes are like all sunken and shit. Their legs are open, and they're just like fucking the shit out of this corpse. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, that kind of made me, I guess that's why I'm so fucking demented today. And that's why I'm interested in shit like this. So let me just tell you a little bit how Delia's dark side got discovered. Well, I was working at another radio station about 8 years ago, something like that. And I used to just do like just basic, you know, disc jockey stuff, just play music on the air, anything from like the 80s or whatever. I really love the 80s because I grew up in the 80s, right? Is that right? If you were born in 1973, oh shit, I just gave away my age. I'm 40, bitch. No. But if you're like born in 1973 or whatever, you grew up in the 80s or something like that, right? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I grew up in the 80s. And, you know, so I love 80s music. So, yeah, I used to play a lot of 80s music and stuff. And it was just, I kind of got bored because I really didn't talk very much. And so I just played music and talk in between or whatever. So I got together with some of my fellow radio hosts. And, you know, I used to, like, talk to them and tell them about, like, you know, they would always ask me, like, you know, about the goth clubs because I really frequent goth clubs a lot. I really love Bar Sinister is one of my favorite places that I go. And I'm into that gothic shit. So they would ask me about that. So I remember one of my friends one night, he was saying, you know what? You should do a show like about that, like about all the goth stuff that you're in. And, you know, I read tarot cards and all that stuff. I'm into witchcraft. I am a witch. I do not believe in God. So fuck you if you're going to judge me. No, but, you know, I dabble in all that stuff. So he was saying, yeah, you know, for Halloween, because Halloween is my favorite holiday. He was saying, you know, for Halloween, maybe we should do a Halloween show. And I'm like, you know what? That's cool. So I put together this show with a couple of my other co-host friends and called it Delia's Tales from the Dark Side. And just, you know, we talked about a whole bunch of like scary ghost stories and stuff like that. And, you know, I did read tarot cards on the air and everything. And come to find out, I was really damn good at it because, you know, the tarot cards that I read for my friend, all the stuff was accurate and everything. So, you know, I kind of frequent that, doing that. So then I decided, you know, on that show, it was everything was censored. You couldn't curse or anything. So I had to leave it like that. I talked about, you know, a lot of like serial killers because for some reason I get turned on by serial killers and the shit that they do. Like, Charles Manson. I used to, one of my friends used to call me Charles Manson's little sister. But, you know, just like these crazy motherfuckers that, like, the clown, what was his name? John Wayne Gacy, the one who, you know, used to rape those boys and stick them in his closet or inside, like, his cement walls and shit like that. That's what, yeah, that kind of fascinated me, too. So I would tell stories about that. And then I got a little more twisted, and I decided, hey, I want to start talking about fucking dead people and all these other weird-ass fetishes that people have. So, yeah, so that's how Delia's Dark Side got, you know, started and everything. And I'm going to take a little break right here. And when I come back, we are going to get into some stories of necrophilia. And we are back. Did I freak you out enough? Well, probably not. There's a little bit more here. So anyway, I just want to mention that also on my show, I'm going to be having like live guests, probably some guest co-hosts coming in. I used to have Sinister Posse members. That's why I'm a little nervous because I'm used to like having my Sinister Posse members when I used to be live on air before. This is my show, first talk show by myself live on the air, you know, without my podcast or anything like that. So bear with me here, but everything's going by pretty good. So also, I want to mention that you can watch me on Skid Row at skidrowstudios.com. SkidRowStudios.com, and you can also call me if you're listening right now. The number is 1-800-893-9562. Give me a call if you have any freaky, dirty, taboo type stories. This would be the show to call. I really want to hear them. Or you can drop me a line. You can email me at elementsd666@aol.com. If that doesn't show you that I'm, you know, friends with the devil, then I don't know what will. Anyway, so we're going to get into some stories of necrophilia right here. I have it here on my iPad. And these stories are pretty fucking creepy. One of these stories is really going to freak you out. So here we go. Variety has different varieties of necrophilia and stories and stuff like that, like I explained to you on the first half of the show. And this one is, necrophilia is an erotic attraction, we all know, to corpses, with the most common motive cited by psychologists as the attempt to gain possession of an unresisting, non-rejecting partner. So that's the thing with these psycho-ass motherfuckers. You know, you know, most of them have to be ugly as fuck, probably with boils and shit on their face or something. They can't get a woman, so what do? They go to the fucking morgue and, you know, rape something that can't fight back or scream, and that's what they like, but does not have any wetness in the vagina or anything like that, too, and that's what I don't understand. I wonder, do they bring lube or some shit? Like, what the fuck? Anyway. So the activity fits the DSM, psychiatric diagnosis of paraphilia, not otherwise specified, although many self-professed necrophiles reject such a shallow approach to what they feel and do. So we're going to go to the story right now. Here we go. Sorry. Yeah, dead air right there. In another paper, Paul D. River documents the case of an Italian gravedigger. A gravedigger. Now, these motherfuckers have already been embalmed, laid to rest, and they're chilling. They're just chilling. All right? These people are dead. They're resting in peace. A gravedigger who began to masturbate as he worked whenever he had to bury a beautiful young woman. What the fuck? Man, that's fucked up, you know? I hope when I die, I'm ugly and fucked up and old and nobody want to fuck my ass. Because if I die young and some motherfucker tries to fuck me while I'm in my casket, I'm going to come back and annihilate that motherfucker. I swear to God. So to help him achieve climax, he would touch the corpse. In time, he began having sex with the dead. When no one actually was around. Obviously, like, come on, you're gonna be fucking a dead person while somebody's watching your crazy ass. That's disgusting. When caught with his mouth on the genital area of a deceased woman, he admitted to having violated hundreds of corpses. I wonder who caught his ass. Did the cops catch him? Or somebody walking by him was like, what the fuck are you doing? When caught, you know, his mouth on the genital, like, okay, why would you want to put your tongue on somebody's cold ass slit? I don't understand it, but whatever. D. River diagnoses him and all necrophiles as a psychopath. You think? He cites another case of a mortuary worker who would expose and then touch his penis against the thighs of cadavers as he worked on them. okay. I guess another one, like cold ass legs. And I don't, man. When he was soon having sex with 4 or 5 corpses every week. So he was getting his shit in. It might have been with a live bitch, but he was getting his shit in every week with different women. I guess that's the way that you can, you know, have different women and shit by just, you know, fucking them dead because you can't get them alive. He was soon having sex with 4 or 5, okay, with one adolescent girl. He sucked both blood and urine from her and badly wanted to chew on parts of her body. Instead, he bit her buttocks and then sodomized her. Wow. Let me read that again. Let that sink. Instead, he bit her buttocks, her ass, and then sodomized her. History offers several singular accounts of such activity, including the fear that ancient Egyptians expressed what embalmers would violate their deceased wives. So that means Cleopatra, Nefertiti, they were probably all fucked before they buried them. let's see, we go to another one. This other lady, she admitted that she could not achieve, okay, here we go. Where am I? So they kept them clearly as evidence or something like that. One legend states of that King Herod killed his wife and then had sex with her for 7 years. 7 years. Supposedly, if one can judge such a secret activity, necrophiles are primarily male, about 90%. But one female apprentice embalmer claimed that during the first 4 months of her employment, she had sex with a number of corpses. Now, this is where we get to the women. Now, this is what I really, really want to know. How can a woman get off on fucking a dead man? She admitted that she could not achieve sexual satisfaction with the living, in part because she had been molested once and later raped. She could express herself to corpses without fear. While she did not engage in a penile penetration, other female morticians did. I have a joke, actually. I'm going to, like, just go to the joke. All right. So there's these two nurses. They're working in a hospital, right? So this dead man comes in, and he's covered up or whatever. So the two nurses notice that his penis is erect while he's covered up with the sheet. So one of the nurses say, "Ooh, girl, look at that man's penis. Ooh, it's nice and big and it's erect." She's like, "Girl, you should get on and get that, you know, get on top of that and fuck that." So the other nurse was like, "Well, no, I don't want to because, you know, I'm on my period." She's like, "Girl, it won't matter. He's dead. He's not going to say anything." She's like, "I don't know." So the nurse leaves the room and she's stuck in there with this corpse. And so she's like staring at the corpse, staring at his dick while it's, you know, hard. Whatever. And she's like, "Well, I am kind of horny and he is dead, so he won't mind." So she pulls off the sheet, gets on top of him and starts fucking him. So all of a sudden his heart started beating and he wakes up. She's like, "Oh my God, I thought you were dead." He said, "I was, but all I needed was a blood transfusion." Boom, boom. So there's my joke of the day, folks. So yeah, so those are one of my stories of necrophilia. So we're going to take a quick break right here and I'll be right back.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, "Hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? You maybe get away and like maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better." I go, "No, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself." They go, "Well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you
lost in my room. And I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike. And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi.
My room. My mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay.
And we are back here on Delia's Dark Side on SkidRowStudios.com. Let's see. What was I going to say? I don't know. I just had a brain fart. I do that from time to time. Okay, so we were just talking about, I was reading a story about, you know, the gravedigger who basically would violate his dead corpses. And all that stuff. And then we told the joke and everything. So hopefully everybody is, you guys are all chilling out there. I have another story here. And this involves some 18-year-olds. And it's called Necrophilia Obsessed. It's called Necrophilia Obsessed, Girl Among Double Murder Accused in Three-Way Sex Case. What the fuck? Three-way sex? 18-year-olds. 18-year-olds going out fucking dead people. And it's a really nasty story too. So also, here it is. An 18-year-old woman who was apparently obsessed with necrophilia has been accused of having three-way sex on top of corpses. Wow. On top of corpses of two men she and her sexual partners allegedly murdered. So they would kill these motherfuckers and then fuck on top of them. Can't you just get a mattress, bitch? Anyway, police investigation into investigated into this brutal double murder in the town of Joliet, Illinois. It's said to have found that the bodies of 22-year-old Eric Glover and Terrence Radkins were placed in a pile after being strangled. So that Elisa Massaro could lie on them and have sex. So they would double penetrate her on top of her corpses. Nice. Noise. one of the men in the group accused murderers, 24-year-old Joshua Minor, apparently said he was a long-term boyfriend of Massaro, adding that four years back, she wanted to have sex with a dead guy. He is reported to have said that he had hoped to help Massaro with her fantasy by offering to have sex with her on top of the bodies of the dead people. So, I mean, what you won't do for love, right? You when my husband kills somebody and let me have sex on top of him, you love me, don't you? He loves me, but I guess he don't love me that much. Anyway, so, those are my stories of necrophilia for you. And next, I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be giving you my sex tips from hell. So what these are, basically, I subscribe to a woman's fitness magazine. And I only scope out the articles that have something to do with, like, you know, like weird sex stuff. So I was thumbing. Well, actually, no, they send it to me actually emails. So I was going through and I read this one article about how having sex on your period can cure your PMS. And I've always been trying to get my husband to fuck me while I'm on my period because I'm at my horniest. Seriously, and he won't have nothing to do with that because, you know, it should be looking like a goddamn crime scene. But, you know, if he doesn't want me to be a raging bitch like I am, like worse than, you know, I am when I'm not on PMS, whatever. But when I'm PMSing, I'm a fucking bitch. So this is for him to listen to, too. So now he'll, you know, want to have sex with me when I'm on my period. And maybe I won't be such a raging bitch when, you know, he comes home, you know, when I'm PMSing or whatever. So I'm going to take a little break right here because I need to get to my story and I don't want to have any dead air. And when I come back, we're going to talk about that. Hello, and we are back here at SkidRowStudios.com, and you are listening to Delia's Dark Side, and I am again your host, Delia. You can go to my website. I actually have a podcast show. It's called Delia's Dark Side Radio.com. Again, I'll give you that. It's Delia's Dark Side Radio.com, and I, you know, I talk about all kinds of crazy shit, just like here. I actually have a story up right now about a father who gets possessed by the devil and fucks the shit out of his daughter, basically. And she's, you know, been fantasizing about this for a long time. And so she got basically what she deserved. And I also have want to let you guys know that pretty soon I'm going to be having like some guests come in. One of my guests that I'm going to have come in pretty soon is, they're called Dead Man's Party, and they're an Oingo Boingo tribute band. Actually, we were just there last night at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach, and we had a hell of a time. Richard Elfman was in the building, and they kicked ass. Richard Elfman is the founder of Mystic Nights and also Oingo Boingo. I'm going to have him on the show with his beautiful wife, Demont. Shout out to you guys, and I also want to shout out to the nice people that we met last night, John and John. And I can't remember this other guy's name, but I remember talking to him And he was giving me a lot of like inspiring words of confidence or whatever, because I told him I was a little nervous of, you know, coming to a new network and everything. And he was giving me a lot of, good words of confidence or whatever, making me feel great. So I want to give him, you know, a shout out to, I think his name was Dave. But yeah, so I hope that they're listening too. Again, you can call in at 1-800-893-9562. Now, I do want to give a shout out to somebody who, like, this guy who really stuck in my mind last night. I'll call him the Stinky Man. We were sitting at the bar, and I swear this man smelled like ass. Just ass. Like, I mean, what is going through this man's mind? What are you thinking? Like, I'm going out tonight. I'm going to see a band, but I'm not going to wash my ass. It smelled like open, sweaty ass. Like, he took his ass off of his bottom and put it on his shoulders, and the shit was just stinking. He was so stinky that I couldn't even stand next to him. Like, I wanted to fucking throw up. So shout out to the Stinky Man from Delia's Dark Side. Go take a shower. Go wash your ass. Put some soap in your ass. Anyway, so I know... I said I was going to talk about the PMS, but I'm going to save that for a couple minutes. And I want to go into, actually, I found something that I want to talk about. There's 10 weird fetishes. It's called 10 weird fetishes and paraphilia. So we all know what fetishes are, basically. Fetishes and paraphilias are taboo in society. Many people have them, but they see them as embarrassing. Yeah, well, like necrophilia and stuff like that. This is why I have this show, because, and that's why I like to do my phone sex operating thing, because I like talking about discussions that people don't normally have in everyday life, you know? And so the people, just weird, dark shit that's going through people's mind. That's why I call the show Delia's Dark Side. And it's like weird, crazy shit that's going on in my mind too. So, embarrassing and as things they need to hide. Some of them are seemingly harmless. Some are just gross, like we were talking about necrophilia. And others could even get you in trouble with the law. Here are 10 of the weirdest. This is for mycophilia. This one tripped me out, actually. For mycophilia, This is deriving sexual pleasure from insects crawling on your body. Insects crawling on your body like spiders, roaches, all this shit. Can you imagine being butt-ass naked and releasing a whole bunch of spiders and insects and shit on your body and getting aroused by that? Specifically on the genitals. It is more common in developing countries, perhaps because homes are infested with insects. Their homes are infested with insects, so they're like, all right, instead of getting an exterminator, let me just let these motherfuckers crawl over my fucking dick or my pussy and just have sex with these motherfuckers. Like, I guess that's the way to fucking get along with your infestation problems. God damn, that's nasty. It brings me back to... watching this cartoon. It's called China, Illinois, and it comes on Adult Swim. And I remember one episode that really freaked me the hell out. It was this girl. She had bed bugs. And the bed bug crawled up in her bed, and it was like a huge fucking bed bug, and he had like these little teeth and shit. His mouth was like, like a succubus kind of thing going on, and he is crawling all over her body, and she got obsessed, and she was like basically fucking this bed bug. And then the bed bug like started, you know, she was taking him out, going, taking him to bars and stuff, and other women started falling in love with this bed bug, and he was just like fucking all these women and chewing on them and biting them and like putting like all kinds of bumps on them and shit, and they were just letting them. And she got really obsessed with the bed bug, to the point that she caught him cheating on her. So this was a funny shit. She decided she, instead of like shooting him, she fumigated his ass. She had the truck. She put the tent over the house and she let that poison go and she fumigated the bed bug. That was some funny shit. Anyway, so basically, these individuals like having their genitals exposed by insects, especially if they are out, especially if they have outdoor bathrooms. Many developing countries do. And if this happens at a young age when they are sexually developing, they may derive pleasure from it. Ew. Okay, now this one is plushophilia. Let's find out what plushophilia is. Perhaps liking one of your stuffed animals, a little too much. Oh, okay, so we know where we're going with this. As a child can lead to this fetish, it is being sexually attracted to stuffed animals or people dressed in animal costumes. Now, I told you I'm going to be revealing all kinds of shit in my crazy ass mind. So let me go there. All right. I didn't fuck my stuffed animals. But when I was a little girl, I had one. Yes, I'm going there. I had one of those life-size, you know, dolls. And I used to hump my doll. Like, I'm talking about, like, clothes off, panties off, and I used to ride this doll. It felt good. Of course, she was, like, anatomically, anatomically incorrect. She didn't have anything down there, but I like rubbing my little 7-year-old vagina on this doll. And one time I got caught. I used to sleep with her, put her in my bed and sleep with her. And one time I was like fucking her when she was in my bed and my father came in to tuck me in. And he pulled down the covers and my panties were off. Oh my God, I love it. He was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Nothing." My panties were like down to my ankles. And I was like, holding my doll and shit. Like, I'm actually, like, crying right now. I got tears in my eyes. That's fun. That's a funny-ass story. But it was funny. He was like, "Don't you ever let me catch you doing that again." So, yeah, that's my little story of loving to fuck my doll. So let's go to this other story that I have about the PMS and all that stuff. These are just a couple little I'll share some more with you next week. But let's go to the how to ease your PMS for the last 10 minutes. Ease your PMS symptoms with sex. Get that, Hammy? Ease your PMS symptoms with sex. There are a number of reasons why sex during your period or at the height of PMS may seem undesirable and even unsafe, but period sex is quite safe and could even help you feel better. This is for all women now. This is Delia's sex tips from the dark side. From hell. Cramps, bloating, disturbed sleep, and interference with your sex life. Sometimes it seems like there's no end to the list of PMS effects. But as PMS symptoms retreat once menstruation actually starts, you might begin to feel like you're like not really like yourself and wonder if having sex during your period is okay. Well, I'm about to let you know. Sex during your period is actually safe. It's a question of personal interference, possibly depending on how heavy your period is. So, yeah, you don't want to be flowing like the Hoover Dam or something like that and, you know, have your man, you know, stick his dick up in there because you never know, that shit might splash all over him or something, you know what I mean? So you want to, you know, if you're like just bleeding, I guess, very light, then you can have sex. Sex and the menstrual cycle. Researchers know that women's interest in sex usually assessed by their willingness to initiate sex. Peaks in the day before and after ovulation. Ovulations takes place, okay, whatever, 14 days after the, you start your period. So by the time PMS symptoms begin, usually a week to a few days before your next period begins, you may not be thinking about sex as much as you were the week earlier. I think about sex more when I'm on my period, actually, than I do any other time. Because it's like, I guess it's just that mental thing where, you know, it's like, you know, you can't get it. So you think about it all the time. But yeah, now I can have sex. So don't be rejecting me, honey. When I ask for sex on my period, you'd better just give it up. For the persistence of species, our sex drive is highest for women during their fertile period. Thank you. During ovulation, says obstetrician gynecologist Jenny Campbell. So that's, you know, my sex tip for you guys. We can have sex on our period. Next week, I'm going to be talking about, let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to. Yeah. So, next week, I'm going to be, you know, talking about other, like, sex symptoms and stuff like that. Actually, like, you know, masturbation, men masturbation and all that stuff. And also, I'm going to come to you more with more kinky, crazy-ass fetish stories because I've run across some crazy stuff. So just to wrap up here, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today and, you know, my stories of necrophilia. Next week, I will be back, same time, same bat channel on SkidRowStudios.com. And you can also find me, like I said again, I'm going to give you my website. It's DeliasDarkSideRadio.com if you want to hear some of my archive show and shows and all my crazy stories. You can go to that website or you can drop me a line at elementsd666 at AOL.com. Share with me some of your, you know, crazy sex stories, you know, especially, I mean, this show is for the psychotic, so I'm not going to judge you. I would love for you to call in, share some of your crazy sex stories, whether it be, you know, incest or, you know, any kind of taboo you want to talk about. You like fucking bugs and shit like that, or you like fucking dolls like I used to do when I was a kid. Whatever you want to talk about, this would be the show to do it. So wrapping up here at SkidRowStudios.com. I am Delia, and this is Delia's Dark Side. Again, join me next week from 4 to 5. And I'm out of here.